Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, many first-year college students find out that with the freedom comes financial independence for the first time. And sometimes that can feel pretty limiting. We're trying to balance your expenses on limited income. It can get pretty complicated for sure. So with some thoughts on this is Jessica Bryant, education analyst with bestcolleges.com. Jessica, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Best Colleges put together a helpful tool, 7 useful budgeting tips for first-year college students. And before we get to some of those, let's just reflect on the unique challenges of a first-year college student. Kind of like I said off the top, so many times financial independence helps us learn the hard way when we're going off to college.
Absolutely. It is especially important for first-time students who, for so many of them, are gaining this financial independence for the first time. This is their very first opportunity to be in charge of their finances and to figure out what works and what doesn't. And sometimes you do end up failing before you learn what's going to work for the future.
Let's help set some people up for success. You guys recommend a budget. Track your spending.
Yes. Tracking your incoming funds and how you spend that money is going to help you understand what your spending habits are and where your money's going. Being able to do that is so important so that you can actually create a real budget for yourself and see what's coming in, what's going out, and how you can make that work month to month. There are a lot of digital tools out there right now that help you with doing that. Even your own bank or credit cards typically have a budgeting feature on their app that can help you set that up if you are not comfortable creating a budget on your own. And there are even apps like Mint that integrate all of your accounts and help you track your spending and create that budget so you can move comfortably through each month.
Yeah, and that is the first thing. You got to balance that in order just to get your head above water so you can start seeing for the long term. And so many of us don't start thinking long term until later in life.
Exactly. And that brings us to one of our second tips, which is set those long-term financial goals. You know, the earlier you start, the better. It's creating a habit. Your long-term goals are going to impact your short-term financial decisions. Setting aside a portion of your budget for those goals and to make sure you're meeting those goals is very important.
Also talking about building credit into our budget, what does that mean?
Striving to keep your balance low and planning to pay back any spending with your monthly budget when you have a credit card. Building credit is something that's just great to start earlier. You want to show that you have a lengthy credit history that is strong. And the earlier you start and get into a routine that is comfortable and understanding how to keep your balance low, understanding how to make those plans to pay it back and making sure that spending is accounted for within your budget is another way to just set yourself up for success. But you know, it's a double-edged sword. You have to be very wary of credit cards and offers that are marketed specifically to students because they may not always be the best deal. Unfortunately, there are a lot of companies that prey on these new borrowers. So you have to be very attentive to the fees, the interest rates, the incentives being offered before you select a card.
So let's talk about some ways to create an income source for ourselves. You know, we're in college and we don't have all the time in the world to hold down a full-time job yet.
Exactly. Creating an income source for someone who is now juggling a new course load, a new lifestyle, possibly even in a new city or state, it's going to take some time to understand how to create that income source. And so some easy ways are getting a part-time job or a paid internship. If your course load allows for that, it's a great way to kind of pad whatever funds you may already have or start building funds. Another great source of income could be your cost of living funds that come from your student loans or scholarship funds. Another way to do this is starting a side hustle, which can sometimes be a little bit more flexible as it can be on your terms and with the amount of attention that you're comfortable giving to it.
Now, if it didn't, if it wasn't implied when we talked about forming a budget, it's so important to spend below our means.
Absolutely. One of the easiest ways to get yourself into a scary debt situation is by overspending and not paying attention to what you are actually able to spend. And what you want to do is make sure that you are spending less than what you actually earn. And that can mean creating a budget where the total spending is less than your income, or looking at, if you don't currently have an income, what your available funds are, and making sure that you are dividing that by how many months you need to live off of that, and figuring out how you can make sure that you are spending less than those available funds.
Just because you don't necessarily have a steady job, or you know, you're tapped out as far as time goes to make time for your jobs, it doesn't mean you can't find money in other ways. And one of those is just continuing to apply for those scholarships.
Absolutely. So many students make the crucial mistake of no longer seeking scholarships once they start college. But what they need to know is that you can qualify for funding throughout your entire time as a student. Scholarship money often goes unawarded because no one applied. And so making sure that you're setting aside some time to look into those scholarships and extra funds that you can get that can help you with paying off tuition or student loans is going to just open up so much more opportunities for you.
Finally, saving for a rainy day is so big as well, just to give you that peace of mind when you're doing finances alone for the first time.
Absolutely. It is so important to have a rainy day fund so that you have that money set aside in case, you know, you don't get a job immediately after school, or in case you need to move, in case some type of medical emergency comes up, something happens with your car, or just the state of the world. Look at what happened with the pandemic. So many people lost their jobs, and having a little bit of money set aside so that you can figure things out and have a little bit more flexibility and wiggle room to continue to live life is so, so valuable. What experts recommend is to set aside 10% of any check or payment you receive, regardless of the amount or the source of income. It can be a paycheck from a job, money from your parents. Anytime that you have money coming in, it is ideal to set aside 10% of that money. Sometimes, realistically, we can't always make that happen, but keeping it in mind and trying to set those habits up from the very beginning will help you along the way in the future.
So what kind of resources otherwise will we find at bestcolleges.com?
At bestcolleges.com, we have so many resources for students. We have a lot of financial planning guides, a lot of college planning guides, things about diversity and inclusion, data studies about what is really going on with students right now and how they're feeling as they approach college and navigate through the college experience.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.